VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United States Senate will vote on Thursday on two competing bills to end the partial government shutdown, although observers say the bills stand little chance of passing. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The votes will come a day before about 800,000 federal workers are due to miss a second paycheck. The bills are based on President Trump's proposal to trade border wall money for temporary immigrant protections and on a Democratic-controlled House bill that would reopen the government for a while but does not have wall funding. Both are designed to pressure lawmakers into crossing party lines to end the shutdown. The first test of how united Republicans are behind the president's insistence that the government stay closed until he get wall money, and whether Democrats are wavering in rejecting his demand.
Mr. Trump says he will make an alternative speech after Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi told him there will be no State of the Union address in Congress next week, an action he is calling a disgrace. He told reporters she doesn't want to hear the truth. She doesn't want the American public to hear what's going on. The president said the decision not to allow the address before Chambers of Commerce, Congress, that is, until the government shutdown ends, quote, is a great blotch on the incredible country that we all love. He said her action would be remembered as a very, very negative part of history, and then said that the Democrats had become a very, very dangerous party for this country. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is in Moscow for talks with Russia's leader Vladimir Putin. The visit is taking place at the same time as Turkish forces are preparing a major military operation against the Syrian YPG Kurdish militia, an ally of American forces in Syria. This is VOA News.